Live from the stage of the Embassy Theater in the heart of Fort Wayne, it's the big broadcast of 1988. A celebration of 60 years of entertainment from the magnificent Embassy Theater. Ladies and gentlemen, featuring the Dick Seeger Orchestra, the Renaissance Radio Theater, Raleigh Mains on the Kurzweil synthesizer, Pastiche, Dine Pfeffenberger and Marilyn Ambrose at the Grand Page Organ, the Touchtones, Impressionist Brian Matney, your announcer Bob Sievers, plus appearances by friends of the Embassy and perhaps some surprise guests. And now, here are the hosts of our show, the WoWo Good Morning Team of Chris Roberts and Dugan Fry.
Thank you, and welcome to our very special tribute to this grand old theater.
The Embassy has been delighting audiences for 60 years. It began its life on May 14, 1928, as the Emboy, named for theater owner Clyde Quimby's mother, Emma Boyd Quimby.
We all have our own special memories of the Embassy Theater, coming to see our first movie or sitting in trance while Buddy Nolan of the Mighty Page rose from the floor just to my right, to your left. My favorite memory is a recent one. It was the actual restoration and the reopening of this theater. I couldn't share in its early years because I didn't live here until 1973, but I certainly am very proud to be on this stage, the same flooring that has been here all these 60 years.
One of the things for me that's most exciting, and Chris and I and some of the other personalities have had the opportunity to introduce named talent here and some more of the modern, current-day entertainment that has come through. And in our interviews, they have marveled at this theater. They have marveled at the condition of it. They have marveled at the acoustics. And most importantly, they marvel that it was saved from the wrecking block and not torn down.
Bob Sievers, what is your fondest memory of the Embassy?
Well, Chris, when I was 12 years old, every Sunday afternoon, we would go to the Rialto Theater. And, of course, I don't go there anymore either. And at supper time, or we call it dinner now, we all listened to Lowell, Thomas, and Amos and Andy. Does that ring a bell to some of you? This time, instead of my mother giving me 10 cents for the theater, she gave me a quarter. And I sat down here in the second row, the second seat, roughly where I'm pointing right now. I got here early. And when the curtains parted and the organ played the theme song, and there right before my eyes were Amos and Andy in person, that was probably, Chris, the biggest thrill of my life. Back to you.
That's right. The Embassy is a very special place. Back in 1928, patrons could see a feature film, four acts of vaudeville, plus listen to that marvelous Page organ, all for just 60 cents. And that also included the 12-piece Emboyd Symphonic Orchestra under the direction of Wilbur Pickett.
And your 60-cent ticket also includes high-quality musical entertainment. Here to entertain you is our Embassy-owned big band orchestra under the direction of Dick Seeger. Let's hear it for them as they play for us the Bugle Call Ray.
We'll be right back. Seeger and the orchestra.
Yay. Well, you know, in its heyday, this theater was a showcase for some of the finest acts in vaudeville.
Opening night headliners included the Honorable Dr. Wu, featuring a bevy of almond-eyed flappers from the Flowery Kingdom.
Frank Richardson, the joy boy of song.
Tony and Norman in a comedy number entitled A Man About Town.
And vaudeville's newest spectacular sensation, Charles Bennington's Harmonic Review.
May I have the envelope, please?
Oh, no, cut that out.
I always wanted to say that.
Now, of course, each of these acts was on the Keith Orpheum Vaudeville circuit. And they were on the road most of the year playing to big and small towns all over the country.
But the question is, how did they make it to the big time in the first place?
Well, we think it may have gone something like this.
Bernie, Bernie, and Bernie Talent Agency. No, he's on vacation. And he stepped out for lunch. Speaking. Oh, you do a classic ballet, I see. To the dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. That sounds very good. While playing the bagpipes. Yeah, right. Hey, try P.T. Barnum, okay? Yeah, well, so's your mother. What I don't go through for this job, I'm telling you, I should have stayed in Balmy. I'm telling
Bernie,
you. Bernie, I'm glad you're
here. People out there in the waiting room, what's the draw?
Bernie, I'm glad you're here. My God, Bernie, they heard we were booking acts into that new Keith Orpheum Theater in Fort Wayne.
Oh, the Amboyd, ain't it?
Yeah, the Amboyd. And as if Ziegfeld himself was right here, every act in the world shows up to try for a booking. It's been waiting.
Well, yeah, but we've had cattle calls before, Bernie. What makes this one so special?
Come on. Bernie, the Amboyd's one of the most modern theaters in the country. It's got the most advanced lighting system, over 2,700 scientifically designed seats, and Bernie, they got air conditioning.
Oh.
Emily Zuman Bomb, and I would like.
Mr. Bernie, these people out here are getting just a mite impatient. Could we get on with the auditions, please?
All right, send them in.
Get in and see me. Bernie, brother.
Hi. I'm Bill.
And I'm Bill.
And we're the Happiness Boys.
Howdy doody doo doo. Howdy doody doo doo. Howdy doody doo doo doo.
What do you think?
It's doo doo.
But you haven't heard the finish.
Next.
Here's for you,
Bill.
Hey, there goes.
I love the sound of that trapdoor.
What trapdoor?
Never mind.
Hey, don't stand there with your face hanging out. Come on in.
My card.
You're the dancing troubadour?
That is correct.
All right, let's see what you got. Guys come from?
Mr. Bernie!
Presenting Frederico.
Frederico.
Direct from Madrid. Here to astonish you with his
flamenco dancing artistry.
Well, I'm already astonished. What do you do with the cats? He said, knowing full well he didn't want an answer.
They are the icing on the cake. Watch and enjoy.
How we doing out there, Miss Frigg?
Hey, Mr. Bernie. Kind of slow. The contortionist
is wrapped around the leg of the dancing horse act. Oh, but wait. It looks like the Siamese
twin piano duo was crying a rope using the rope swing of the flying Soybean. Kind of quiet,
actually. Yeah, you have a gift for sarcasm, don't you, Miss Frigg?
Oh, Mr. Bernie, you'll turn my head.
Yeah, just send in the next act.
All right, who are you?
They call me the Iron Man, the toughest guy in the world.
Oh, yeah? Well, what do you do?
Well, first I starts it out kind of easy, rubbing these wire brushes and rubbing them all over my face like this. while eating these glass bottles. Then I advances into breaking this healthy stack of concrete block with my head while setting my hair on fire.
Not bad.
And I culminates it all by covering myself with honey and throwing myself into this industrial-grade clothes dryer filled with broken glass, hot coals, iron filings, and over 2 bushels of South American fire ants.
This I gotta see.
Whoa, yeah.
Wow. That's terrific.
And best thing I've ever seen.
Why, thank you very effectively.
We want you to start immediately. Here's your contract. Just sign right there on the dotted line.
Okay, but I really ought to... Ouch!
What is it, Iron Man? You don't like paragraph 346, I'll bet.
Oh, gee, Mr. Bainey. I just got a paper cut off of this contract here, and you know how those haters...
Well, we were close on that one. Oh, Miss Frigg. We got time for one more act before lunch.
This is the last one, Mr. Burney. Mr. Burney, I have nothing more to live for.
Thanks, Miss Frigg. Take lunch. A long lunch while you're at it.
Uh-huh.
And who are you, anyway?
I am. Have a little piano riff here, please. The Human Bomb.
Well, that sounds pretty impressive, Mr. Bomb. Could you show us your act?
Certainly. I begin by eating these sticks of dynamite. Then I swallow this bowl of gunpowder and chase it down with a tankard of genuine high-test gasoline.
Hey, now, be careful with that stuff.
Yeah.
Mr. Burney, I'm a trained professional. Next... a shot of nitroglycerin. Boom. And finally, piece de resistance. I place this fast-burning fuse in my mouth. Now stand back, please.
Stupendous. Best act I've ever seen.
Yes, I know. The only problem is I can only do it once.
The Renaissance Radio Theater.
Hello, I just want to wish you a happy anniversary. And I have so many pleasant memories of working there with my family, and we were called the O'Connor family. And we used to play there at least 6 times a year when we were around the Chicago area, because I was born in Chicago. And I think I worked there right after it was built. So I go back a long time, and I'm certainly very grateful that all the people in the town and whoever was responsible to take the time to save a wonderful theater. Well, anyway, God bless you, and I hope it keeps going for another 60 years. This is Donald O'Connor in Los Angeles.
Donald O'Connor. We wouldn't be celebrating a 60th anniversary of the Embassy tonight if it hadn't been for a very dedicated group of people who spearheaded the drive to save the Embassy back in the 1970s.
And Dugan, that group was the fledgling Embassy Foundation, and one of the people most responsible for the rescue of this Embassy Theater is with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, a warm welcome for Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, I know this is a big question with a long answer, but how did it all get started?
Well, probably the organ was responsible as much as anything. Every Saturday morning, a dedicated group of people would come down here and either play or repair the organ and trade rumors about when the building was going to be torn down, sold, or the organ destroyed. And that probably was the nucleus of the Embassy Theater Foundation.
You consider the Page organ the thing most different of this theater besides its remarkable architecture?
Well, I wouldn't say the most different thing. It was probably the most popular item in the theater during the time we were trying to save it. We used it, people listened to it, and I think it was one of the big stimulants to the interest it generated in the public.
Are there a number of these Page organs in the country?
Anymore, there probably are only about, I would say, a half dozen around that I know of which ours is one of four of the biggest Page company ever made.
Bob Goldstein, if anyone knows real estate, you know real estate. How close did this building come to the wrecking ball?
Well, it was very close. An Indianapolis group of investors were going to buy the hotel portion and tear this down to make a parking lot for 48 cars to serve that building. That would have been a crime.
Ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for a man who cared enough to get the ball rolling, Bob Goldstein.
Page Organ has been a main attraction at the Embassy throughout the years. The original organist at the Emboyd was Percy Robbins, and the tradition of quality musical entertainment continued to the late Buddy Nolan, a friend of many of ours, house organist for the Embassy beginning in 1952. Buddy's special love for the instrument and dedication to its maintenance are a big reason we can still hear...
Ladies and gentlemen, Dine Pfeffenberger at the keyboard of the mighty Page organ with the Embassy theme.
Let me ask you a couple of questions about this not only unique but wonderfully restored, perfectly operative Page organ that we see here this evening. To a man who knows a lot about these particular instruments, why is this a special instrument to you?
Well, this organ was designed to accompany the silent films. So in addition to all of the pipes that sound so magnificent, it has a lot of special effects like sirens and drums and xylophones and on, things that you're going to hear throughout the evening.
I was going to mention, undoubtedly, you'll be aiding the production here tonight.
Yes, we have a good radio drama planned for you.
Also, there have been some famous people, internationally famous people, who have sat at that particular chair.
Many, many of the organists, in fact, Bob Sievers mentioned hearing Amos and Andy. The man that used to play for that show, Gaylord Carter, has played here. Don Baker, Rosa Rio, just right up until Hector Olivero and some of the current theater organists.
What are some of the features of this Page?
Well, as I said, it has the special effects like drums. There's a real piano up there, a harp, a timpani, a motor scion, an uga horn, and just many others that I can't think of right now.
Unlike many of the electronic keyboards now, this actually is an air-operated instrument. Where does I should ask this question, where does the air come from? And
over here.
Yeah, I thought over there, Dugan says. Where does the air come from, Doug?
Well, actually, there is a large blower up above the stage, and through ductwork, it comes down to the pipe chambers on either side of the stage behind the large chandeliers.
Dine, would you tell us what you do when you're not playing the Page organ?
I'm a professor at IPFW. I teach accounting there.
Dine, if you would, honor us with another number.
I'm going to play a tune that was very popular in 1928, which is appropriate for the evening, When You're Smiling.
Dine Pfeffenberger, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Pevenberger. You know, Chris, I thought it might be interesting for us to point out this is a live radio broadcast. We have people listening to WOWO tonight, and of course at this time of the evening, all across the eastern United States, up into Canada, and down into Florida, and for that matter, farther than that. It might be interesting, as we explain to the audience here in the Embassy Theater this evening, to explain to our listening audience that this is the 60th anniversary celebration of this magnificent theater in Fort Wayne, Indiana, that almost came to the wrecking ball, as Bob Goldstein pointed out. And to also tell those folks listening that while they are on the radio with us this evening, that here in Fort Wayne, Indiana, 2,750 people showed up tonight for this anniversary, and we're proud of that, too.
And we would invite our friends listening out there in WOWO Land, and throughout, as Lawrence Welk used to say, and throughout the areas to the areas of Maine and Florida and places like that to send us a little congratulatory message. We'll pass that along here to the people at the Embassy.
Absolutely.
Theater.
We would like to get your opinion of a live radio show that hasn't been done for so many years in this area, at least. And if you have some comments and you want to send them to us, just send them to WOWO, 203 West Wayne, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 46802. Might be interesting to see if they would like to have a continuation of this type of thing in the future.
Are you having a good time so
far?
Yeah,
how about you folks?
Good.
Huh?
Let's bring the music back again, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have a round of applause for Dick Seeger and the orchestra.
You bet.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with more of the big broadcast of 1988, a celebration of 60 years of the Embassy Theater, right after this brief two-minute break.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're into a break. In other words, the people on the air are listening to commercials, which are necessary evils for putting on a show like this.
I've heard some of those in the morning show, yeah. Well, I'm sitting there trying to get a word in edgewise with you.
What we'll do, as soon as the commercials are done, our director here will give us a point. The light will light again, and we'll be back on the air. And back on over 34 states and 4 provinces of Canada, as a matter of fact, as our signal from WOWO regularly covers. And into several foreign countries as well. I don't know if there's anyone in the house tonight who's ever been overseas and has heard WOWO. We've heard from people who have. We get cards regularly. Have you?
Yeah.
Great. There's some friends that used to listen to Da Nang Air Base 20 years ago and so forth, and used to come in quite regularly there. How many seconds?
30 seconds.
I'll get off the stage then. Pardon me.
Wait a minute. You're going to walk off and let me here by myself again? He doesn't give me this chance on the air, folks.
You better take it while you have the opportunity.
Welcome back to the big broadcast of 1988, live from the stage of the Embassy Theater in downtown Fort Wayne. And now here again are the hosts of the Embassy's 60th birthday party, Chris Roberts and Dugan Fry.
Thank you. Before CinemaScope, before Technicolor, before talkies, the movies were...
What?
Silent. Oh. For our radio friends listening tonight.
Just checking.
And the bulk of the incidental music and sound effects were provided by theater organs like our marvelous Grand Page.
Now, this particular console is decked out with a variety of sound effect devices which are located in the pipe chambers to the right and the left of the stage.
And instead of a dry demonstration of the sound effects capabilities of the Mighty Page, we thought it appropriate to use them as they were meant to be used. And now, the Renaissance Radio Theater in concert with Dine Pfeffenberger and the versatile Grand Page Organ.
And now it's time for Cliff Hangers! Our cast tonight, the rich, handsome, but naive philanthropist, Cliff Cantrell, played tonight by Jack Holt.
One home.
The lovely, but obnoxious, object of his misguided affections, Flora McFlirt. Portrayed, as always, by Lillian Cornell.
Hi, everybody.
His jocular sidekick with a heart as big as all outdoors, but a face that would stop a clock.
Hey!
Buck Homley, as interpreted by the unfortunate Sammy Shaw.
Hi.
That hard-hearted, chemically imbalanced ne'er-do-well, Lance the Snake Crudley, ably brought to life by our own Gilbert Rowland.
Shut up.
Thank you, Gilbert. And I'm your announcer, Johnny Johnson. But you can call me Bud. And now, Cliff Hanger!
As you probably have forgotten from last time, Cliff and Buck had rescued Flora from the Yukon mining camp where the evil Lance had left her, in cold storage. Happily reunited, they decide to regroup at Cliff's palatial California estate. Let's join them on the train back where the three rollicking chums are engaged in a hotly contested game of Scrabble.
I'm talking 7 tiles and a ship of work.
Plopnik?
Yeah.
You call that a word?
Sure.
There's no such thing as plopnik.
There is two.
If not.
Is two.
Not.
Two.
Not.
Oh, you two, let us cease this misery. We're the Gubber Gun, and what does it matter that Bucky's made up of silly words?
Swampnik is a thick root of Vegas stew, indigenous to...
Why, I know you're a liar, Buck Homley, but this is just a...
...and to prisoners of war.
Oh, all right, take it. Take your 215 points, and let's get on with it.
Well, that's the spirit.
But as the pals reconcile...
aisle, they are barely aware of the mysterious mariachi band approaching them.
Oh, you are very lovely, senorita, and such a sweet voice. I wonder if you might... Oh, no, it is too much for a humble, strolling locomotive musician
hey there,
like you.
Hey there, Moose Concho. You're talking to someone who's considering becoming my fiancé.
Oh, you misunderstand, senor. I am merely wondering if the lady would consent to sing with our band. See, it's a traditional dance.
Would I have to stroll?
Oh, si, senorita. We must stroll. Strolling and playing and strolling. This is our life. Surely you would not mind just a bit of strolling to the next car.
Laura, there's something fishy about this.
I should listen to a man who cheats at Scrabble.
Yeah, come on, Bucky, be a sport.
No.
I, for one, would love to see you stroll these comical caviar.
Okay.
Then play. Vamanos, muchachos. Arriba. Endelay. Endelay.
Ha, ha, ha. 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 I wonder what help means in Spanish.
Cliff? Didn't that band leader look familiar to you?
Well, sure, bud, but it couldn't be the real Ricky Ricardo.
No, Cliff. That guy looked and sounded a lot like Lance Crudley.
Hey, God. Duke again. Can that Crudley get any more clever?
Yes, but in dealing with you, it hasn't become necessary.
After him! But our heroes may be too late. For Lance Crudley's henchmen are already wrestling Flora and their unwieldy instruments to the roof of the baggage car.
Hey, Lance the Snake, I'm stuck. I can't leave the marimba.
Drop it, you fool. I've got what I came for. The lovely Miss McFlirt.
Unhand her, Lance Crudley. And get that marimba out of my face, buddy.
So, Cantrell, you lose again.
Not yet, Snake. Stay calm, Flora. I'm coming.
Let go of me. Just get
ready. One step closer and we'll jump off yonder approaching railroad trestle.
Even you're not that stupid, Crudley. You'd be killed.
On the contrary. The vessel beneath the trestle is our ride to the tide.
Oh, your plan doesn't scan. You may boat in the moat.
If I'm lying, I'm dying. So long, rich but naive Cliff Cantrell.
With Flora held tightly, Lance jumped from the hurtling train over the abyss of the bridge into a merchant marine steamer bound for China, filled to the brim with piping hot cream of wheat.
Come back here this instant, Lance Crudley.
On a slow boat to China, tough luck, Cliffy. She's mine yet again.
Has Cliff lost Flora forever? Not very likely, is it? But this would still be a good time to let you wonder about it and remind you that this episode of Cliffhangers was brought to you by the Embassy Theater's volunteer ushers. There's probably one near you. Remember to say thank you and flash a winning smile to your favorite volunteer usher today. And stay tuned to Renaissance Radio for the next numbing episode of Cliffhangers!
Radio Theater, ladies and gentlemen.
Huh? The Magic Dragon wants to wish the Embassy Theater a happy 60th anniversary. This is Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary. Enjoy it. It's a wonderful, wonderful theater. Congratulations.
Thank you, Peter. Many of you know, just 11 days ago, they performed here. The Embassy has once again become the focus of hit acts and the great talent of our time. In recent years, top names like Mitzi Gaynor, the Beach Boys, David Brenner, Mel Torme, Ferranti and Teicher, Victor Borga, and many others have played this very stage.
All events booked at the embassy are under the direction of the current board of Embassy Foundation, and then the task of coordinating these functions lies with the embassy manager. On stage tonight to tell us a little more about the current activities are Embassy Foundation President Chuck Rayburn and Manager Gerald Milne.
These are the people who keep this place together operating so efficiently. Chuck, where's the embassy today?
Well, Chris, we've got some really exciting restoration projects scheduled for this summer. The Fort Wayne Fine Arts Foundation Renaissance campaign has allocated over $280,000 for us to replace the original stage lighting. In addition, we're scheduled to replace the original stage floor, and that project's being funded by the Embassy Theater's own ambassadors through their very successful Festival of Trees. In addition, the ambassadors are also involved with another project along with the Fort Wayne's Women's Club and other individual donors. They're going to fund the restoration of the Grand Page organ. So, Chris, you can see that the theater really has come a long, long way since 1972 when the theater was scheduled to be demolished. But there's a lot of work to be done. The restoration of this magnificent theater is an ongoing process.
Gail, what will we see in the future here?
Well, the Embassy Theater is managed by the Embassy Theater Foundation. It's a not-for-profit organization that depends upon membership support. It's a continuation of that individual commitment that saved the theater in the beginning. And with the continued support of the people of this community, we will continue renovations. Above the stage here, you can see that the original valance is missing, so that is an item we need to replace in the future. We will continue to present programs of our own and our wonderful classic film series, as well as rent the theater to top performers and the best entertainment that Fort Wayne can enjoy.
Gail, this theater is actually going to close shortly, isn't it?
It's going to close for the summer, and that's one reason that our membership campaign this spring is very important, because we will not have any income from theater rentals or ticket sales throughout the summer. And our membership campaign is starting right now, and it's called You Have the Ticket for the Next 60 Years. And it's true. This community has saved this theater and kept it alive, and with continued support from individuals, we'll keep the theater going for another 60.
Chuck, when will we reopen here?
Well, I think in the fall of this year, we'll be ready to operate again and look forward to more top-flight entertainment.
Speaking of more top-flight entertainment, any big celebrities booked for the fall, Gail?
We have a major star who's talking to us about a Christmas show.
I'll make it. I'll be there.
We have a major star who is scheduled for a classical performance in the springtime.
But I want more money.
But we don't have contracts, and I'm sorry. I don't
need
to be mysterious, but just keep tuned.
So you're not going to tell me, huh?
I'm sorry, not tonight.
We've had some major stars up here. We've had Wayne Newton up here. We've had lots of people up here in this town, and I think that's actually terrific. And there's more, you say?
There's more coming,
wow.
Yes.
Congratulations to both of you. An excellent job. We're proud to be associated with you at Fort Wayne. It's very, very fortunate to have you both here. Ladies and gentlemen, Chuck Rayburn and Gail Milne.
There have been many, many great movies appear on the big silver screen of the embassy, and to pay musical homage to just a few of those magical moments of the cinema, here once again is the Dick Seeger Big Broadcast Band. Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, the Dick Seeger Big Broadcast Band.
Dick Seeger Band. Absolutely great.
Hello, I'm here to wish the Embassy Theater a very happy 60th birthday. And as far as I'm concerned, it's lovely acoustics, a pleasure to play, and may it be around for another 60 years, at the least. You're wondering who I am? I'm George Shearing.
Absolutely, George Shearing.
We have a man with us this evening who has some very special memories of
Big
announcing
band
the Big Band broadcasts live on the air on WOWO.
Yep, Bob. I'll tell you, Bob Seavers used to be the announcer for a lot of the big bands. And any particular thing that kind of caught you by surprise with those?
Dugan, I used to keep a record of them, and I fed some 500 big broadcasts coast to coast with all the big bands. But the one that stands out in my mind, every Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday night, as I mentioned earlier, Bruce Ratz, our chief engineer, and I would travel to Lake Manitow in Rochester, Indiana, and we would feed all of the big bands to the Red and Blue Network of NBC, to the Columbia Broadcasting System, to Mutual, and to the Canadian Network. And the night I was 21, I was announcing Tommy Dorsey in the orchestra, and his old trombone came on with Getting Sentimental Over You. And remember, this was the days before television. And Tommy Dorsey, in the middle of the broadcast, said, "Folks, coast to coast, our announcer, Bob Seavers, is 21 tonight." That was almost 50 years ago. And they played and sang Happy Birthday to Me, coast to coast. And that, again, I'll remember as long as I live.
Absolutely great, Bob. As we look around this beautiful theater this evening, we think that back in the days of the movie palaces, treating the patron with respect and service was certainly the battle cry. And it was the usher corps that was on the front lines, assuring that the theater guests were treated courteously and escorted to their seats in time for the show.
With us tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the original ushers who was employed here when the theater first opened its doors. Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a warm welcome for Charlie Daly.
All right. Hi, Charlie. And I'll tell you, because our cameras aren't working too well on the radio side tonight, may I explain briefly that Charlie's original outfit here, or replica thereof, included red and gold, sort of like a fez hat, wasn't it, Charlie?
Well, what they call a pillbox.
Yeah, and then with the striking gold embroidery. I'll let you explain it. You can do it better than I can.
You can all see it. That's it.
But for those listening, you had red and blue vest with the gold embroidery. And
wait, I think I know.
What's that?
Call for Philip
Morris. That's it. Hey, my partner's not as young as you'd like us to think he is, huh? Well, Charlie, what was it like to be an usher in those days?
It was very interesting, very upbeat, because people come down to the theater because we didn't have TV, of course. We didn't have a lot of good radio programs, so people came down here because...
Where's Bob Seavers?
Well, we'll excuse Bob. But people came down because it was reasonable. For 60 cents to get down and see a movie and a good stage show, it was well worth it.
Well, Charlie, what about the pay? Did you make a lot of money back then?
Here, a whole buck a night.
Now, what do you remember best about the opening day and being an usher there?
Well, it was quite spectacular. People were enthused over the new theater. It had a lot of O's and A's when they came in because they had never seen anything like this before.
Now, Charlie, I was wondering, too, any funny things happen to you? Now, you work both here in the lower area, I think, and up in the balcony, too. Any funny things happen?
Well, we had a rule in the house of no arms on the back of the seats. So if that happened, you went down and said, "Take it down, please."
But you spent a lot of time there, didn't you, Charlie?
A lot of time.
All right, thanks, Charlie. Let's have a big round of applause for Charlie Daly. Charlie Daly. The original usher.
Ladies and gentlemen, the list of notable celebrities that have trod the boards of the Embassy stage is a long one. And to help give you an idea of just a few of those famous folks, we take you now beneath the Embassy stage to the dressing rooms and our own Larry Blender. Larry?
Thanks, Chris. These dressing rooms are empty now, but at one time, these halls were bustling with the excitement of vaudeville, the thrill of opening night, and the smell of casein and grease paint. Have you ever wondered what it might be like to travel back in time and meet some of those great entertainers who have appeared here?
Yeah, I know I have.
Well, our own Dr. Chester Hindsight...
How do you do?
The man who knows lots has recently invented a time travel device that will actually take me back to those thrilling days of yesteryear.
You know, Larry, you sound just like the announcer for the Lone Ranger.
Yeah, right, Doc. You got this thing warmed up yet?
You bet your mic, Larry, me bucko.
All right, strap me in and crank this baby up. Sir, yeah, you in the horse suit.
What year is this?
Why, it's 1929. Hey, you'd better get that contraption out of here. It gets pretty hectic during a show.
Yeah, thanks, I will, Mr.
Laurie, Peter Laurie. I got to run, it's almost time for my big number.
Peter Laurie, this is exciting. Hey, look, here's a dressing room door that's partially open. Let's just peek in here.
So now, boys, how do you like that one? Gee, Mr. Welk, that's just swell, isn't it, Dolly?
Why, it certainly is, Stanley. Pay Mr. Welk what we owe him.
But, gee, Ollie, I don't have any money.
Well, it seems we're a little short on our finances, Mr. Welk, and,
thank you, boys, that's no problem. Take the song with my compliments, and be sure to take a bottle of Geritol with you.
Let's be on our way, Stanley.
I like the bubbles, Ollie.
Come along, Stanley.
And watch out for that netting, Ollie. Gee, Ollie, you really should watch where you're walking.
Thank you, Stanley. Well, this is another fine mess you've gotten me into.
Well, let's just walk down the hall here, and let's see who's in this next dressing room right here.
Come on in. The Satchmo's door is always open.
Hey, you're Louis Armstrong.
You know it, Cat.
Now, wait a minute here. You're playing the French horn.
Yeah, so what?
Oh, nothing. I just thought you were a trumpet player.
Trumpet? Trumpet? Hey, that's not a half bad idea. Yeah, I like that. Hey, thanks, man. Now get out of here. Let me practice.
Say, look here. This is the dressing room of the great Harry Blackstone, the magician. Mr. Blackstone, it's Larry Blender. I'm coming in. Oh, he seems to have disappeared. Gee, there seems to be some sort of meeting going on down here in the green room. Let's see what's going on.
Okay, all right. It looks most like everybody's here. Let's just walk through tonight's show. We'll open the first segment with the Mills Brothers. You guys here?
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Sounds like a hit. Great. Tremendous applause. Oh, well, thank you. Tremendous applause. Curtains closed, and we bring out our fan dancer, Sally Rand, who, now where does she get off to?
I'm right here, Mr. Marcus.
Oh, I didn't recognize you with your clothes on.
Oh, Mr. Marcus.
Ah, you know what I mean. Now, you'll do your number in front of the curtain to give time for Spike Jones and his band to set up backstage. All right, quiet down. After the band, we're going to bring out that new hoofer, Bill Robinson, and then Fred Allen will do a little patter and introduce the Three Stooges. Are they around here someplace?
Why are you...
Yeah, they're here. And that's the show. Everybody set?
Yeah, Mr. Marcus, we're all ready.
All right then, troopers, break a leg. It's showtime.
Well, hello there, tall, dark, and dressed funny.
Oh, me?
You're new around here, aren't you?
Yeah, I just came in from the future, you see,
well,
and
how about coming back to my dressing room? You could help me get ready for my act.
Me?
We could ruffle a few feathers if you get my drift.
Yeah, well, gee, of course, I'd like to do that, but listen, are you sure we have time? What? Where am I?
Hello, Larry.
Dr. Hindsight?
Yep. What's the matter, Larry? Bad timing?
Yeah, you could say that. Back to you, Chris.
Thanks, Larry. The Renaissance Radio Theater, ladies and gentlemen. If I may take a moment to recognize a person listening in our vast radio audience this evening, former general manager of the Embassy Theater, Joanne Leal, listening in Mackinac, Michigan, or Mackinac, Michigan, tonight. We'd like to recognize her with a round of applause.
That's cheerful.
From Rubinoff to Tammy Wynette, from Duke Ellington to Ishaq Perlman, the Embassy stage has played host to some of the best in the music industry. And here to continue that tradition in their debut at the Embassy Theater is the Touchstones, with the Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square.
Said goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Janet Piercy, Diane Barton, Dan Albers, and Stephen Narwhal, the Touchtones. Weren't they great? Let's hear it for them, Bob.
Yes, they were great, Dugan. Friends, coming up in the next hour, we'll have more of the mighty Page Organ, the dynamic musical group Pastiche, another episode of Cliffhangers, Dr. Know-It-All, and much, much more. It's all coming up on the big broadcast of 1988, right after this short break.